Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You guys do anything extra in the shower besides just cleaning yourself? You guys take advantage of the time in the shower to do something extra while you're in there?
You mean masturbate? Yeah. No, I'm not a big
no. I don't.
That's not my go-to spot for it.
Dirty birds.
That's
dude.
My deep thinking.
I have.
I don't typically masturbate.
I have, Ted. It's not something I regularly do, but it has happened.
Standing up a lot.
That's just a mess, man.
Is that wrong of me?
Doesn't always go is down the drain. VD, help me out.
The men's room top 10. The men's room top 10.
10 smart things to do in the shower besides washing yourself. If you're looking to save a little money and keep from making an ungodly mess because you live in a condo, might I suggest field dressing your deer in your bathtub? Make sure that shower rod is bolted into the wall. If it's a tension rod, it ain't gonna hold that deer. Then hang it upside down so you can make sure it drains into your tub. Then you can begin to skin Bambi while she's still warm. Just make sure that skinning knife is nice and sharp. And clean up is easy peasy pumpkin squeezy.
You're not allowed to skin Bambi, VD.
That's only because you can skin her mom.
No, you can't skin her mom either, man. I suppose there's a doe season in there, I guess.
Depends on the state where you're at, what you're hunting with.
A female deer, Ray. I drive out. Oh, done with the song. All right, let's cut it off here. Sorry, Bambi. Your mom didn't make it to the first song.
God. So these are smart things to do in the shower besides washing yourself. Spoiler alert, they're not exactly the smartest things to do while you're in the shower. It just sounds like a whole lot of waste of water we got going
on. You can brush your teeth. You can water your plants.
You can shave.
Yeah.
I definitely shave.
Can you do a shower beer? I mean, get a head start.
You know what you can do? Exercise.
What?
Yeah.
What, like arm stuff?
So this person says, I enjoy doing a quick workout in the shower for two reasons. It's efficient and I'm clean afterward. Some things you can try are squats, wall pushes, and calf raises. Just make sure to practice caution so that you don't slip.
That's the issue.
It's a slippery place, man. Mm-hmm.
Anybody meditate in the shower?
No.
No, I mean, I definitely get in my own head in the shower in a good way.
Sure.
Because typically it's the last thing I do before I'm going to leave the house to come to work.
Yeah.
So that's when whatever happened in the morning, it is gone. Knuckle down, focus, and visualize what do I need to do for the workday.
Well, and yeah, the shower is a nice spot to basically calm yourself. But meditation is an entirely different thing as far as my brain goes.
Absolutely.
See, I don't know. Like, if you're just deep in thought and kind of get lost, that's almost a form of meditation.
Okay.
So, I mean, I've done it before, and you're just sitting there you're just zoned out, just letting water hit the back of your neck.
My issue, for whatever reason, once water starts hitting me and I'm comfortable, I do not zone out. I laser focus.
Okay.
Because I got my day in front of me.
Sure.
I need to know what I need to do because I want to get it done so that I can zone out later like when we're doing this show. You know what I'm saying, Fred? Ted? Sorry, man.
Anybody?
Yeah, and I will say, if I'm having a nice, relaxing shower like that, it's either at night or on the weekend.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because I'm with you. It's the last thing I do before I leave the house.
Yes. Anybody clean the shower while they're in there?
I did it Saturday.
Grab a scrub brush and just start getting after it.
That's the best time to do it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I was like, well, I'm here.
Yeah.
I don't want to say what I experienced, but I had to use my kid's shower, and man, it looked like, I don't know, a tumbleweed had been hit with a hand grenade. When I was, I mean, you would think it looked like Burt Reynolds' chest. And I'm like, oh my God, man. Trust me, I had to pull the kids in. Like, what
the hell's that?
I know what it
is. You pulled them both in together or individually?
Together. I know what this is, and I know where it's from, and no, because that's going to be between the two of them. I'm letting you know, because both of you need to hear this message now, that is unacceptable. Whatever it is you choose to do in here, you need to clean it up better.
Does anybody practice for any kind of a presentation? Preparing for a speech, practice makes perfect, especially when you can do it in the shower.
If you have to, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
There are times that I'll, like, warm up for an auction in
the shower. I've given Oscar speeches in there, and I'm not even an actor.
See, and I do my rock concerts in there.
Do you do your rock concerts?
It's more dramatic when the rain's coming down on me, right?
Yeah,
hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Foot up on the side of the tub.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Rock out, man.
Yes, sir. Smart things to do in the shower besides washing yourself. They say capture your aha moment.
What does that mean?
Oh, I found it. I have one.
Mm-hmm. So they actually recommend a
Your mental G-spot.
A waterproof.
I mean, basically, right?
Yeah, a waterproof notepad called Aqua Notes. It sticks to the shower wall and allows people to write down any important thoughts as soon as they pop up.
Okay.
I should probably do. I feel like most of the ideas that I come up with for the show that I like are probably in the freaking shower.
Right?
What show is that you like?
What's that?
What's the show you like? Regis?
Oh, no, I'm writing for other people, not this one. But yeah.
They say use essential oils.
I've never done that.
A mind-body psychotherapist in New York suggests adding a couple drops of essential oils to your bath or shower to help boost your mood or calm down after a hectic day.
I don't take baths.
Man, treat yourself. Try a bath beer.
If I go someplace and I'm staying somewhere and they have a big tub that you can get in, I am all in. My bathtub, I can't stretch my legs out. Like, my knees are up in the air. It's not comfortable.
Yeah,
like,
my typical home bathtub. Yeah.
I did it when I had to take like Epsom salt baths because of medical issues. But other than that,
because your ass was on fire.
I know. I'm not jumping in there. Like, I enjoy a shower. I like the water hitting my face.
Yeah,
I'm with you. Epsom salts or tweaked a muscle, and you got to take an ice bath. It's about the only time I'm in my own bathtub. Mm-hmm. But if it's a big one, I'll use it.
Hell yeah.
But a lot of soaps too have essential oils in them.
Yeah,
like Dr. Bronner's kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Those are good. Awesome. So,
smart things to do in the shower besides wash yourself. They say sing your heart out. I would recommend waiting until everybody's out of the house. Otherwise, you look stupid.
No, do it when they're there. They can suffer with you. It's okay.
What would be an awkward song to sing in the shower just to make everybody else feel a little uncomfortable? Like, are you doing Barbie Girl by Aqua?
Oh, God.
Are you doing Creep by Radiohead?
Radiohead would be pretty sad. Depressing.
Little child.
My lady does always put on the jams when she's in the shower, and I can always tell what mood she's in based on the music that she's playing.
Okay.
It's raining men.
If you hear her, Earl's dead, you should run.
Ooh, yeah. Catch up on the news. Patrick cautions that news radio can be distractions as you're driving, particularly if you get passionate about certain topics. Instead, invest in a shower radio and catch up on current events while you wash your hair.
No, I'd rather be angry in the car. Because you're going to be angry in your car anyway.
I get you.
You know what I mean? It's just another piece of why you're already annoyed as opposed to... In the shower, if you're a jackass or an idiot or one of those people doesn't get things, you're not invited in there. This is my space.
Yeah, I mean, I watch enough sports to come on early in the morning. I've definitely had it on my phone and been like, well, I got a shower. And then just kind of have it playing in the background on the counter.
There you go. Have a brainstorming session. There you go, Mr. Hill. Planning an outfit for a birthday party and making a mental checklist of errands for the following day. The privacy of the shower affords the opportunity for a mental workout. And then finally,
I was going to say, also, you don't lose arguments in your own shower.
That's a fact, dude.
You're right.
Yeah.
Even if you're wrong. But like,
yeah, but you feel good there.
How many people have you stood up to in the shower?
Everyone.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
No one.
I will say this. After getting my Seattle utility bill today, I'm making a shower now like a pit stop. I am getting in there.
Wham, wham.
I'm not
go.
Letting the water run. I'm going to get in cold, let it warm up.
Right.
By the time the water gets warm, I will be washed and out.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what's going on with the cost of water. Holy hell.
I stay in there, man. I'm like, this is my moment. This is why I work.
I'm with you. My water bill is like my biggest utility.
Remember I told you that I thought that I did have a running toilet. I thought that was the culprit. Okay. No. It's only $10 less this month. Or like 2 months, whatever it is.
Jeez. But then this is the number one smart thing to do in the shower, besides washing yourself.
Besides washing yourself, yeah,
exactly.
Yes.
Relish the solitude. The shower is known as an off-limits space. It's a place where we are almost certainly not going to be bothered. Let's see here.
Isn't that why you did the other nine things?
Exactly.
Right, because this is your private time.
Right. It's the time that you can actually take a deep breath.
I'm singing, I'm thinking, I'm yelling, I'm standing up, I'm doing all the stuff.
Exactly.
And again, kind of like miles of sand, because what the water bills in Seattle, but like when I stay in hotels, like I've showered 2-3 times a day. It's like even before I go to bed, like, screw it. Take another shower.
Well, we don't have a lot of water here, so it makes sense.
There's a gym downstairs with showers in there.
Oh, yeah.
If I was smart, I'd never shower at home.
Damn right.
I just come here and shower.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.